You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Present, we've got our first guest of the program, Richard Larson from the supergroup Crush, coming through to talk about the band's new EP, which is called Glow. It is out everywhere now. Richard, coming to us live from Littleton. I hear it's very nice at the moment.
It's pretty good. I think we've got some bad weather coming, but Littleton's always pretty beautiful.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice big area, eh? I hear there's a really cool bar there called Wonder Bar.
Yeah, Wonder Bar's a classic. It's been there for yonks and yonks.
Nice. Is that the go-to for you?
Yeah, it's one of them. There's like so many for a small town. There's many pubs and bars, so we're quite spoiled for beverage spots.
That's awesome. That's great. And I heard that you took your huge dog for a walk before as well.
If I'm still puffing, that will be why.
Oh, that's beautiful, though. You gotta let them get out and get some fresh air and get some exercises. Because big dogs can get really cooped up. They get very cooped up.
And, yeah, me too. I can get cooped up too.
Yeah, very true. Very, very, very true. We're here to talk about your new EP, Glow, which came out quite recently. Now, judging how there's, I guess, not a lot of social media presence for the band, it seems like Crush is a project that you're really happy to produce, but maybe not dedicate yourself to in the same way as Glass Vaults, which is your other band. Am I on the money there?
Yeah. Yep. I guess it's like, I guess part of it is just like hanging out with friends and having an opportunity to hang out with people that you like that make good music, and then there's like an outcome from it, which is a bonus. So it's always like pretty process driven, and also putting out records is like super hard and so much hard work. So doing this one in a more chill way is all I can manage.
Yeah, very fair. And I mean, it is pretty chill. It's four songs over 16 minutes. 14 minutes, I think, even. It's a very very relaxing listen. So I, you feel that you guys are having fun, which is cool.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. The band itself originated from some demos that you recorded like 6 years ago involving two characters. One who is played by Cello Forrester from Womb. Are the tunes on this new EP some of those same demos?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it all came from the same time period. Yeah, like just before the pandemic, I think I was working on the last Glass Vaults record, and within my like music and art practice, like I'm just mostly always making, and because I just enjoy the process and love to make stuff, so inevitably have a bunch of stuff that excess that, and lots of it's unfinished, and so I was trying to put this new Glass Vaults record together, and I had a bunch of stuff that wasn't quite fitting with the direction that we were going, and then I was in Pornicky probably working with the Glass Vaults stuff, but so me and Bevan work really closely on that stuff, and then I was like, Bevan, I've got these songs and I'm gonna go hang out with Chalo today and I'm taking a microphone, do you want to come? And so we went and we just did it in there in Chalo's kitchen, put a microphone in front of them, and and then there was a little bit of back and forth over the internet, but Chalo's amazing and super lucky to have their voice on the music.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was thinking of one of the new Womb songs that came out, I think, last year, Sometimes. Like, oh my God. Their performance on that track is insane.
It is insane.
Oh my God.
And yeah, Bevan produced that, not the most recent record, but the previous one. So we're all, like, very good friends and, a lot of trust. Mm-hmm. And I managed to catch Womb, was it last weekend? And I was up in Tamaki, and yeah, it's like new heights. It's very impressive.
Yeah, super, super cool, super cool. I want to kind of go and talk about the relationship between Glow and I believe the other EP, was it Fantasy Fiction?
That's the one, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, there's kind of a relationship going on between the two. What would you... How would you characterize that? Because, I mean... Yeah.
Maybe you can tell me. so, basically, it's all very pragmatic, actually, I think. So, Matthias from Leather Jacket Records approached me and was really keen to put something out of mine, and I was like, oh, I've got this crush project that I've been chipping away at, and I was like, I don't know if there's an album worth, but so like anyway, we kind of talked about it and we had the idea because I'd already released these four tunes from Crush and those, so just digitally, and those four tunes are the fantasy fiction side, so we kind of were like, let's make a record, let's do a double EP, like a split 12-inch, even though that's kind of weird for one band to do. But so basically it's one side of the record is this new unreleased stuff, which is called Glow, and the other side is these four tracks, which we'd already released over the past couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Thematically, I hadn't put too much thought into it. It was just like, these are the ones that I... The first four that came out were the ones that were finished first, and the ones that I felt like were the best in a way. And these ones from Glow took longer, and through lots of insecurity and not sure what this project even was, they just kind of just took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I pushed through, because I think they work quite well together. And yeah, I don't know. I'm proud of this work. It's cute.
Sometimes there's forces in your own creativity that you aren't even aware of. You know, the subconscious takes over.
You're right. And you just have to kind of get pushed along by it.
Yeah, just surrender yourself and be like, all right, I'll do this. My brain is telling me it's going to be good, so it might be good. there seems to be, from what I gather thematically from this new record, the story on here seems to be the evolution of a crush. Would that be somewhat accurate, or am I kind of missing the mark completely?
Sure.
What do you gather from the record thematically?
In terms of themes?
Yeah.
So I was always real interested in these kind of two characters chatting, whether that's like I tried not to make it too specific, whether it was like romantic or, I mean, it is called Crush, but part of the whole yeah, there you go.
Oh, sorry, I was going to say that the cover is people kissing as well.
It's all very
I don't think it's too romantic, but sorry, continue.
I guess part of the, yeah, you're right, part of the idea of the whole crush thing as well is like at first it was like not the love crush, but like physically being crushed. Something being crushed, but again, that is the whole part of falling in love and that weighty crush you feel. These are some of my thoughts around that name, but I also feel like, yeah, the word crush is kind of it's kind of brutal or something. There's something kind of harsh about that word to me.
Yeah,
but maybe it's both things. I'm not sure.
And it's also a word that sounds like how it would. Be in the real world, I guess. Like if you're crushing something, it makes a crush noise, right?
Like, is it onomatopoeia? Like it's just,
yes,
that's
the word I'm thinking of. Oh, that's really really fascinating. I want to touch on the track "What If I Wanted" / "Child Prodigy," which has a really awesome beat and bass line. Towards the end, there's a moment where one of the figures starts speaking in this really garbly digital filter over their voice, and that carries over to the next song. Where did that come from, and what do you think it symbolizes in the song?
We tried a bunch of stuff for there. Like, in fact, for like most of the tunes, I had my vocals on all of them just as kind of placeholders, and then Cello did a version of that which was cool as well. I know we just tried a bunch of stuff, and then I wanted some kind of textures and stuff on there that was quite brutal as well, like I guess really playing between this idea between love crush and physically being crushed,
yeah,
and
yeah,
something like really beautiful but also really gnarly. So yeah, it's nice to talk to you about this because I have not really realized much of this before, and it's finally making sense.
Kind
so,
of,
yeah.
The duality of creation and destruction kind of thing.
Yeah, and so, like, really interested in, like, moments where Cello's voice is, like, so beautiful and pure, and then, yeah, that part of the song is, like, I'm singing through, like, a vocoder that's also, like, through, like, a distortion pedal, and it's super crushed and gnarly sounding, and you can probably hardly hear the words, which...
Yeah. No, I cannot. And I love it. I love it for that. It's very... It adds a lot of texture, as you say. The record gets really jammy and funkier as it goes, with the closer track, Trigonometry, which I'll play after our corridor, having, you know, a lot of 80s kind of feels on here with some of the keys and tones. Is that decade a particular well of inspiration for you?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, the 80s were so good, and probably because of all the amazing synths that were made during that period, to be honest. Maybe a lot of the stuff I use is analog synths from the 80s.
I
guess so. That track as well, at the time we were doing a bunch of stuff with Tom Corwood, who plays bass for the Phoenix Foundation, and on the last Glass Fox record he did a bunch of fretless bass stuff, and so that was actually from that session. Like, it's maybe that song at one point we weren't sure what project it was going to be in, and so yeah, that's a fretless bass from Tom Corwood, and yeah, he's very, very, very good. I like that one heaps.
I love what the song they put out last year, Whistling in the Darkness. That was a beautiful song.
Really
good track. I want to touch on, I guess, what's next after this. What projects are you working on at the moment?
Yeah, trying to finish a Glass Vaults record, which is kind of close. I don't know. I've got to finish like a couple more songs, and then it will be like go through everything and start properly mixing it. But I'm also so comfortable taking as long as I need, and I don't feel any time pressure. I'm not giving any promises that it will be finished in the next year, but yeah, just enjoying the process of making.
As you should, King. Is Crush going to be doing any shows in Te Waipounamu to celebrate the new EP, or even in Te Ika o Māui?
We're not going to be doing any shows, no.
Damn.
We did a couple a few years ago, but we're all just quite busy with our other projects, and yeah, it really is just mainly a recording project. I'm not saying that we would never do a show, or that the project, like, it could evolve into something else in the future, but no plans yet.
And there could be a really awesome, you know, Womb, Glass Vaults, Crush show.
That would be beautiful.
That'd be a beautiful tour right there. But thank you for coming on my program this morning. I really, really appreciate it. If there's any final words you have for our lovely dear listeners, what would that be? Have a wonderful day. Nice. Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Take care. I hope Lilton treats you well.
Thank you so much. Nice to chat to you.
Yeah, likewise.
Ciao.
Folks, that was Richard Larson from Crush. We're talking about their new EP, Glow, which is right out right now. It's 10:17. Coming up very shortly, I'm going to announce the winner of the Neve Strang giveaway. That's right, folks. If you weren't clued in, we're giving away a vinyl copy of Neve Strang's new album, Find Me in the Rabbit Hole. If you haven't entered yet, text into 0212 Radio 1 with what rabbit hole you've been going down. That can be media, it can be a recipe that you really love at the moment. Whatever it is, text that into 0212 Radio 1 and you will be in the draw. Here's Crush with Trigonometry. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.